Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my holy and wonderful friends. Hope everyone is doing well and getting prepared for Yom Kippur. Of course, today, the day preceding Yom Kippur. That's my favorite day of the year because it is actually a mitzvah to eat. That's right, you heard me correctly. It is a mitzvah to eat. It says in the Talmud that if you eat on the day before and leading into Yom Kippur, in preparation of Yom Kippur, so it's as if you fasted 2 days, Yom Kippur. All right? How about that? Now, I wanted to share with you that, Rav Kook explains that, you know, a lot of times people think that when you go over to God and you ask God for forgiveness for something, or you say, Chatasi, I've messed up. People think that, like, it's all about that Hashem will say to you, oh, okay, it's all right. We'll let it go, right? That's what it's about. But really, he explains that it's so much deeper than that. How so? Because it's not just about, okay, we're going to, like, all right, we'll let it go. No, but there's a certain something that's going on, that there's a certain cleansing that's going on, right? It's like if you met someone who was full of mud, and the guy says to you, a guy comes into your house full of mud, right? And then he realizes that he, like, dragged some mud into your house, and you say, oh, I'm sorry about that. And then you say, oh, okay, fine. I forgive you for dragging that mud in. Okay, that's one thing, but guy's still full of mud, you know? So what is Yom Kippur about? Yom Kippur is all about that not only is it like forgiven for a little mud that we might have dragged in, but also it's a day where Hashem's going to hose us down, wash us off, right? That's what's going on here. It's not just about like, oh, I messed up, right? But it's about releasing and getting rid of and getting cleansing, if you will, whatever the garbage is that's in us in the first place, that's on us in the first place, right? So, and that's we can also see that from something very interesting, how we can see that in the throughout the prayers on Yom Kippur, right? Throughout the confession part of the prayers on Yom Kippur, right? Because that part, that vidrei, the confession part, you know, you see that all the different al-chets, all the different things where we say, okay, forgive us for on this sin that we use this character trait and that character trait. By the way, there's almost no sin, no averot, no direct transgressions that are listed in the entire confessions. You find that it's not like you go through a list of 613 commandments, say, oh, I messed up this, I messed up that. No. You find that it's all talking about the different attributes within us that open the door for us to mess up. Isn't that an interesting thing? That there's a midah, there's an attribute within us that's behind whatever the mess up is, and that's what we're talking about, right? It's a great lesson for us on Yom Kippur and also throughout life, that when we're looking to make change, when we're looking to make teshuvah, when we're looking to return to our higher self and be the person we need to be, it's not just about, okay, I'm going to keep this mitzvah, I'm going to keep this halacha, I'm going to keep this aspect of Jewish law, I'm going to keep this part of the Torah, I'm going to take Torah more seriously, I'm going to start keeping more of Shabbat, I'm going to start keeping more of kosher, I'm going to start all that stuff, which is all good and wonderful. But we see that, what does it mean? It's deeper than that. It means going into our characteristics, which really means going into our emotions, going into our emotional responses, going into ourselves to know ourselves and to wake up to a reality of how are we looking at things? How are we responding to things? What's coming up for us when such and such happens, right? To be able to feel within ourselves those emotions and take note of them and recognize first and foremost that the emotions aren't us and they don't define us, which means we can contain them, we can, all sorts of different things that we can work on ourselves in order to go ahead and expand ourselves and take and become masters over ourselves, masters over our midot, over our attributes, by becoming more emotionally intelligent. And the more we're able to do that, the more we can feel within us a certain side of ourselves that we think is us often, or that we're looking to get at, or we're looking to automatically respond in a particular way for one reason or another. And we can say, hold on a second, I don't need to go in that path. I don't need to go ahead and respond in this way. I don't need to talk trash about this person. I don't need to blow up in anger. I don't need to hide in a corner because if I feel bad or someone's going to embarrass me or something like that. We have all these different knee-jerk emotional responses that when we recognize them, we can become bigger than them. But of course, that's a whole work into itself. But the point is that we should recognize on Yom Kippur where it's not just about, okay, I did this action, I did that action, right? It's about, we see that there's a cleansing underneath that needs to go on, because a lot of times we mess up the way we mess up because our characteristics are where they are, because our emotions are where they are, right? And our emotional responses are where they are. And so we're seeing that in the confession of Yom Kippur and the forgiveness of Yom Kippur. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, we should be blessed. May all of you be blessed to have a Gemar Chatima Tova, to have a be sealed in the Book of Life, and God willing, we should be blessed to a beautiful year of growth, of happiness, of health, and of all good things. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all of your comments that I get throughout the year. I really appreciate it. It's nice to know that I'm not talking just to myself. anyway, be blessed, be good, and be in touch. Shana Tova, Umetuka, Gemar Chatima Tova. Thank you for listening to the Chassidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.